You're exhausted from the relentless grind, aren't you? You see the global landscape shifting, the traditional pathways crumbling right before your eyes, and deep down, you intuitively know there's a profoundly different, more effective way to build genuine wealth, to finally grasp that elusive freedom. But then, the specter of a massive, terrifying investment, that dizzying leap into the absolute unknown, well, it tends to hold you captive, doesn't it? What if I were to tell you, right here, right now, that the ventures harboring the absolute highest potential in today's dynamic market actually demand the least capital? This isn't some outlandish fantasy. It is the tangible reality of 2026 for those audacious enough to truly seize it. We need to collectively incinerate that scarcity mindset because the playing field is more accessible, more democratic than it has ever been. But only for those astute enough to see beyond the incessant noise, to cut through the FUD, and to laser focus their entire being on... Now let's talk about the digital gold rush. Everyone and their cousin talks about digital businesses. Honestly, most of them are merely shouting into an echo chamber, contributing to the cacophony but generating zero results. However, there are specific, highly effective, low-friction models absolutely dominating 2026, and they ingeniously capitalize on a critical paradigm. Think about it for a moment. The monumental primary barrier to entry for anyone dealing in physical products used to be the sheer burden of managing inventory and navigating complex shipping logistics. Those days, my friends, are unequivocally dead. Long live the agile, capital-efficient models of print-on-demand and dropshipping. With print-on-demand, you're no longer forced to play a guessing game about what your customers might want, thereby sinking precious working capital into warehouse stock that might never move. No, you simply design it, creatively list it on powerful platforms like Printify or Etsy, and only a product ever gets made and shipped once a customer has decisively purchased it. Your financial risk? Your profit? Pure, unadulterated margin on every single sale. Let me repeat that. Pure margin. Newcomers, driven by focus and execution, are consistently pulling in between $500 and $3,000 a month with this model within just 6 months of launching. So I have to ask, why isn't that you? What exactly is stopping you from designing some incredibly cool t-shirts or unique mugs tailored to highly specific, passionate niches? That wasn't a casual question, my friend. It was a direct, undeniable challenge.
Dropshipping, a sibling model, operates on a very similar lean principle. You identify a hot, in-demand product, perhaps cutting-edge, eco-friendly gadgets, or maybe avant-garde niche apparel. You list it strategically, and when an order satisfyingly rolls in, your trusted supplier seamlessly handles every aspect of the fulfillment process. Startup cost here? Astonishingly low, often as little as $100 to $500, with even beginners frequently seeing returns of up to $2,000 monthly. Your core job here isn't to store and ship product, it's to... Are you aggressively leveraging the explosive power of TikTok Shop? Are you meticulously optimizing your ad spend, dissecting every click and conversion? Because if you're not, you are quite simply leaving a substantial pile of money on the table for someone else, more agile and hungry, to pick up.
Now, here's a critical tip, a strategic insight you must internalize. Do not, under any circumstances, try to be everything to everyone. That's a surefire path to mediocrity and burnout. Find a hyper-specific, almost microscopic niche. Think vintage sci-fi movie posters for pod, or sustainable pet accessories for dropshipping. This laser-like focus doesn't just amplify your impact, it concentrates your efforts and differentiates you immediately.
But let's step back for a moment from the glittering allure of digital products and talk about the unsexy yet undeniably powerful world of service businesses. While everyone is frantically chasing the next viral digital trend, solid, repeatable, and fundamentally indispensable service businesses are quietly but consistently printing money. No, these aren't typically glamorous ventures. They don't often generate splashy headlines, but their return on investment is absolutely undeniable.
We're discussing everyday essential services like professional house cleaning, mobile auto detailing, and even the surprisingly lucrative field of urban farming. These businesses command respect and generate loyal customers precisely because they solve real, tangible, and often inconvenient problems for people.
Take house cleaning, for instance. The startup costs can be remarkably low, often under $1,000, and self-employed individuals in this sector are consistently making between $2,000 and $4,000 a month. Why? Because people are busier than ever before. They value their precious time above almost everything else. The competition, despite popular belief, isn't nearly as fierce as you might imagine in many urban centers. Your ultimate differentiator? Don't just clean houses. Target busy professionals who outsource everything, or precisely tailor your offering to short-term rental hosts, or zero in on specific, high-value demographics. Are your competitors doing that? Or are they just generic, indistinguishable entities in a crowded market?
And this is the part that really caught my attention. Urban farming. Sounds almost quaint, doesn't it? Until you uncover the fact that well-established micro-farms are consistently pulling in $4,000 to $8,000 monthly, selling high-margin premium herbs and fresh produce directly to local restaurants and discerning consumers. This isn't about acquiring massive acreage. It's about incredibly strategically leveraging the booming demand for fresh, local, and often organic food. What underutilized plot of land? What unused corner of your area could you transform into a genuine cash crop?
Here's where 2026 truly differentiates itself and presents an unprecedented opportunity. AI isn't some futuristic concept reserved for tech giants. It's your unfair competitive advantage in these low-cost, high-impact niches. Start using AI today for generating captivating marketing copy, for inspiring fresh graphic design concepts, for automating mundane but essential customer service interactions. The barrier to entry for creating high-quality content and genuinely engaging audiences has utterly plummeted. The market is bullish on these nimble, lean models because they effectively address universal human needs: convenience, personalization, and relentless efficiency. While other industries are paralyzed by fear of AI's disruptive potential, you, my friend, must actively embrace it as a powerful force multiplier. If your cleaning service needs a clear differentiator, offer AI-optimized scheduling, or brand yourself through your eco-friendly product sourcing. It's all about creatively positioning yourself so far above the fray that your competitors look like relics. Your competitors are likely still stuck operating in 2010. You, on the other hand, need to be confidently operating in 2030, right now.
I've personally witnessed far too many aspiring entrepreneurs become utterly paralyzed by choice, spending endless hours researching, endlessly analyzing, but never, ever actually launching. The stark truth is, the market doesn't care one iota about your intentions. It cares exclusively about your tangible actions. Pick a lane, any lane that resonates. Commit to it wholeheartedly, and then?
This brings us to the undeniable call to action. You can continue to spend another year merely dreaming, fantasizing about success, or you can resolutely choose to spend the next 90 days actually building. These aren't just ideas to ponder. They are meticulously crafted blueprints for immediate, impactful action. The startup costs are laughably negligible. The market demand is undeniable. And the essential tools, AI, robust e-commerce platforms, are not just available, they are readily accessible to anyone with an internet connection. The only missing piece in this potent equation is your...
So, I challenge you. Where do you truly stack up against the competition? Are you passively waiting for someone, anyone, to grant you permission? Or are you aggressively? Because while you hesitate, while you deliberate, someone else is bravely launching, relentlessly learning, and consistently earning. The fundamental question is truly not, can I do it? It's,
What possible excuse do I have for not starting right now?
The landscape of opportunity has never been more vibrant, more fertile, for those audacious enough to build with low overhead and maximize their impact. Your real comparison isn't with venture-backed giants who have limitless capital. It's with your own boundless potential, that untapped reservoir of ingenuity and grit. What, truly, is holding you back from seizing a substantial piece of this economic pie right now, this very moment? And even more critically, how will you strategically differentiate yourself, carving out your unique value proposition from those who are merely treading water, barely getting by? What, then, is your first decisive move going to be?